This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Saturday show continuing. When you want to talk about the morality or not,
I do want to answer your question. But
okay, I don't even remember what it was. You'll have to tell me that here in a moment. We can get into that.
What's your plan was the question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer and Mr. Morality.
Captain
Wait,
Morality.
I thought I was Mr. Morality.
Get it together, guys. What am I?
Jesus. We're trying to figure that out. Okay,
Who am I? I don't even know anymore.
Now I'm having an identity crisis.
And also coming up, Captain, you've got a story about the economic freedom rankings of the entire world, and the bad news is they're down.
Yeah.
Across the
Surprise,
board.
Surprise, everyone. Yeah, freedom rankings down.
Wait. You mean locking the entire planet in their house was bad? For liberty?
The article actually compares it to being grounded.
We will get into that story coming up here in a moment. Well, apparently the UAE went up between the previous year and now. But you have to go 40 something down the list.
That is like 100% Dubai.
So yeah. We can talk more about that coming up here. Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features waiting for you there and archives and more. It's freetalklive.com. All right, so the question I'd asked you was, what is your plan?
What is my plan? Because my plan is the exact same as your plan, which is let's get a whole bunch of freedom-oriented people to move to the same area and do all sorts of things to make us more free. Because if we do that and we're successful at that, it's entirely possible that we might not even have to vote our way out of the situation. We just go, hey, this is our area, and we don't welcome that kind
of
thing.
That would require
here.
A lot of people.
It's not anymore. It's not any more of a pipe dream than getting people to run for office and vote it down.
I think that no one's going to accept that without a vote. Like, how are you going to prove that that the majority of people want to be left alone here unless you take a vote?
You know, there's more guns per capita in New Hampshire than anywhere else, so, you know.
Okay, let me rephrase. How do you do this without being murdered by the federal government?
You just gather enough people who say this is enough. This is our place now, and we're going to do things our way, and you have no more say here. We don't recognize your authority.
Great. And how are we going to know when we've reached that point?
I mean, I think it'll make itself pretty evident.
Well, I can tell you one way that might help is if we, like, periodically counted how many people were on that side. You know.
That's not voting, though. Voting is not counting.
That is literally what voting is.
No, because there's going to be people who don't vote for that.
That is literally what it is.
There's going to be people who don't vote for that and don't want that.
Okay. That's literally still what voting is, hey, pick a side. Are you on this side or that side? And then we see which one has more people on it. That's democracy. Literally how that works.
Well, that's also gang rape.
Yep.
In the same way that gang rape is immoral, so is democracy.
Okay, so the potential for gang rape is still going to be there. And if we go ahead and register our non-gang rapiness, then it will work.
So I just want to clarify something. You're okay with other people doing something you consider to be immoral. Is that right?
That is a decision for everybody else to make and not me.
But you said earlier, you said just a few moments ago, you think a bunch of different things need to happen to get to the end that you seek, which is the end of the idea of the state,
the
right?
The abolition of statism is that's the goal that I would like to see humanity achieve.
But there are certain things you aren't willing to do in order to achieve that goal,
right?
Like voting.
Well, one of them is not forcing. Like, I have to live the way I have to live the future that I ascribe to, right?
Be the change I wish to see.
And so, if I don't like it when other people force their preference on me, then I first must be of a position where I do not force my preference on anybody else.
Mm. That's a beautiful thing. I do appreciate where you're coming from on that. I think we're never going to come to the agreement that voting for less force.
But what is beautiful is that both
is the initiation of force. Yeah,
right, the initiation of force. Right. I agree that self-defense is completely, ethical, moral.
Except in the case of voting.
Yeah, so I want to go back to that.
I am of a position that I'm undecided on that. There is a
You've changed your position.
No, no, no. I've said all throughout this the past hour that there is an argument to be made for self-defense. And okay. I've said that consistently in my time.
So you also said voting was immoral.
It is.
But well, you're saying it's self-defense.
Okay, one of three things is possible.
Well, because the state is always the aggressor. Right?
Okay.
The state is always the aggressor. So if you're in a, like, it, so it could be said, it could be said,
moral?
hang on. Self-defense is, in my opinion, moral.
Except when it's voting.
Moral and ethical.
But not voting.
I choose not to vote because, again, I don't want to vote, force my preference on anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
There is, the option exists for a completely peaceful end to statism. That's my preference. I would like to see that be the preference. I don't want to see, you know, violent opposition. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see a bunch of, I don't want to see this, you know, civil war that you hear about in the mainstream media now. I don't want to see a bunch of people die because we can't, like, figure out how to let individuals exist. Right? I don't want to see any of that.
How,
so what's beautiful is that the end game that I seek and the end game that, that you seek, right, can have the same strategy, which is let's get a whole bunch of freedom-oriented people together to move to a certain place and figure out how to do it. Now, just because I don't want to vote doesn't mean I'm not in support of this whole movement. I am, obviously. I've been here for how many years now? I've purchased property here. I've supported other people doing their things and their activism, whatever that might be, in order to help
bring about someone,
the ideas of freedom.
Can you support someone and also call their tactics immoral?
Yeah, I would say you absolutely can't. So, I mean, if you...
Why not?
Well, no,
seems
okay,
contradictory.
So if you came upon a literal, actual gang rape,
yes.
Like, you know, you turn a corner and, whoa, wasn't expecting to see that, now, would you just be cool with it?
No.
Right. Because that's blatantly immoral.
Sure.
Now, if it's a different act of immorality, you still shouldn't be okay with it going on. So if you see people doing something that you consider immoral, you shouldn't be okay with it.
And like, I'm not. Thus, I don't participate.
Well,
you
know,
like, just said you were okay with it.
No, I'm saying that that's your decision to make. If you're okay with
it. Then it's not immoral.
If you're okay with it, that's your decision to make. I never said I'm okay with it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Moral is moral.
I'm obviously not okay with it. Otherwise, I'd be a voting guy. I'd be like, yep, sure, here's my vote.
Would you say committing a rape is my decision to make and you're okay with it?
No.
But voting you're okay with me doing?
No.
So you're not okay with what other people are doing in the very same movement that you are? You would like to stop them from voting.
I would like,
you'd like to convince them
I would
to stop,
like,
stop voting.
I would like the idiocy of this popularity contest to decide who gets to point the gun in the room at everybody else to completely be abolished, to cease to exist. Yes.
Okay.
Why people are convinced that this voting technique is legitimate, I'll never understand.
Well, let me run a scenario past you just to see what you think about it.
Yeah.
So, hypothetically, let's say we get to a point where we have agreed to stop initiating the use of force and threats, right?
Okay.
Okay. What if, in that world, we still have this symbolic vote where every
you
year
wouldn't.
We get together and we go, yep, I am still for being peaceful?
Why would you need that?
To remind us of what our culture is and that everyone here also still agrees with this. And, I mean, look, for one thing, I don't want to be around people
as
that don't think that way if I can avoid it.
You need to be reminded to be peaceful if you're already being peaceful. It would just be what is.
Come again?
In your hypothetical situation
right.
where the state is abolished and everybody's
uh-huh.
living peacefully,
uh-huh.
you don't need to be reminded to live peacefully because everybody's living peacefully.
Well, so, for example...
Why would you need to be reminded of it?
Christians don't need to be reminded of the sacrifice of Jesus, but they do.
That has nothing
obviously
to do with
people need
behaviors.
Symbols. People need and use symbols. That's how humans work. We function
like George Carlin,
symbols,
I leave symbols
and,
to the symbol-minded.
Well, guess what? The entire species is symbol-minded.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's why they
everything
literally get
symbols.
Together and eat crackers and drink grape juice to remember the story of their, you know...
Words
are fine
symbols.
For you.
Yeah,
that's
words
fine
are
for you.
Right. So, okay,
If you would like, if you would like to partake in these symbols, you go right ahead.
Well, wait, is it
just
fine or is it immoral?
Just don't force them on me.
More coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here, live Saturday show. Your thoughts on voting. Welcome.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday episode, and you can join us here. All you gotta do is dial in. 603-283-6160 is voting and participating in the system, trying to change things from within. Is it immoral?
I'm trying to remember the who was it? Joining the government and trying to change it from the inside is akin to joining the mafia and trying to turn it into a charity organization.
It is not an easy process. There's no doubt about it. However, I would not indict the people who have done the best they can to try to make that change as immoral people. I would not go that far. You are willing to do that, Captain. We're going to continue. I want to continue it here in a moment. But first, I do need to let you know about Bitcoin.com, because there are things you can do to take your own power into your own hands. There are ways to invest in the future of humanity and freedom that don't involve politics. And one of those things is to get yourself some cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin Cash, these are two of the bigger ones out there. You can go to Bitcoin.com and you can click Get Started at the top of the page. This is something you can do without asking anyone's permission, and that's one of the beauties of cryptocurrency. They'll give you the basics on what you need to know, what makes crypto special, what makes it different from things that have come before. You can learn those things by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
All right, continue.
I don't remember what we were saying.
Here's what I wanted to say, because you said you believe, and I love the idea that we can get to a stateless society, one without a coercive government, with a peaceful process.
That is my preference.
That can happen.
And I think that moving a whole bunch of people that are of that same mindset, who believe in freedom, who believe in peaceful interactions, voluntary interactions, moving them all to one geographic location is the best idea
I have ever heard.
And that's why we moved here.
Right? That's why we didn't know each other before moving here. Now we know each other. There's thousands of freedom-loving people that are coming here. Some of them are small government people. Yeah. Some of them are true voluntarist, anarchist people. But they're all moving generally in a smaller government, zero government kind of direction.
Yeah, I look forward to an independent New Hampshire where the two parties are the minarchists and the anarchists.
I love that idea. But to get there peacefully is a real tricky path. And I want to just kind of feel out what exactly you had in mind. Because it seemed like earlier you were just saying, move people together, and federal government leaves us alone.
Profit.
And so it seems to me that without the system that we're talking about, and we want to get rid of it too, but without any kind of indicator of this is what the people want as some sort of a collective plebiscite or whatever you want to call it, like, hey, we want to leave, goodbye, which there have been proposals like that, then I just wonder what the question mark looks like. If the question mark looks like people stop paying attention to the federal government, then we all know what happens, right? They're going to target some people. They won't target everybody because they don't have the resources for it. Yeah, they already are, right? So they're trying to put me in prison for the rest of my life for victimless so-called crimes.
Wrongly.
Of a financial, but they're doing it, right? Like, and I haven't been violent. I have not committed fraud.
Ross
Ulbricht,
name it. They've been targeting these types of people.
Well, Ross didn't live here in New Hampshire.
No, but
they're targeting people who they consider to be perhaps leaders within the freedom movement here in New Hampshire.
Certainly a threat to their established system.
Right. So more people stop participating, which is what I think you were suggesting should happen in the question mark of people move together and then pretend like the federal government doesn't exist, acknowledge them.
I mean, there's some things that need to happen. And
but they're going to get violent, aren't they?
Don't
you think they're going to get violent no matter how peaceful? And I'm advocating
the
state
or the people who gathered for
the
freedom?
The federal government, the people calling themselves the state.
That's all they are. That's all they do.
Okay,
that's
so
the only thing
you
they have.
Admit, then you're admitting there's no path that involves total peace, right? Like, we can remain peaceful, but they're not going to.
No, I'm not admitting that there's a path that doesn't, that can't be 100% peaceful.
So as long as
the state exists. I'm saying that, like, the state is violence. Like, there's no question of that.
So,
right?
Hold on.
But there is a path forward where the state violence can be minimized, if not, I don't know. Like, there won't be, like, this big altercation. Like, the state violence is happening to us all of the time, at every moment of every day.
Sure.
So to say that there won't be any violence is wrong. There won't be any additional violence, and in fact, the violence can be reduced to a point where the state goes away, or at least leaves us alone in our subsection of, New Hampshire, or whatever you want to call it.
I think we can do this without an actual war.
Yes, that's what
that
I'm saying.
Happen.
Without armed conflict
but
is really what I'm saying.
Came here with arms on March 16th last year.
Yes.
A lot of arms.
Yes.
I want to respond to your analogy of trying to join the mafia to turn it into a charity. Now, I think that is, I mean, it's a reasonable thing to think, but what I'm trying to do is not to turn it into a charity, but move, like, let's say 20% of its activities from shakedowns to drug dealing. Like, that's a reasonable thing to actually get done if you get high enough in a particular mafia.
And I've never made any qualms about supporting, like, minarchists, right? Minarchists, they don't necessarily believe in eliminating the government.
These are people who want small government.
They claim to want small government. And so, because the United States of America has been this experiment in supposedly small government that has failed and resulted in the largest empire planet Earth has ever seen, it obviously doesn't work. That being said, I will take a reduction in the amount of violence, in the amount of state, in any way, shape, or form, as it affects other people. If we reduce that violence, I'll take it, because it's something. It's a step in the right damn direction.
But you say it's immoral.
And a reduction in state...
I don't say a reduction is immoral.
A reduction in state aggression can be accomplished through voting. And it is. Maybe. Have you looked around?
Maybe.
Have you seen what's happening in the
studio,
politics in New
sign.
Hampshire?
There's a peace sign. Dude, there's a reason I'm here.
Right.
Right.
And okay, well, the reason the politics in New Hampshire have changed is because of those of us that voted.
Perhaps. Well, at the very least, it's because of those of us who've run for office, and then other people voted for them. I mean, we've voted, but we're not enough to win an election.
Can't have
right?
one side without the other on that.
But, I mean, regardless of whether or not we voted, people could still have run for office, and then other people voted for them, and they got elected.
I think a better use of time, rather than voting, is education of the people who are moving here, or the people who are moving here further educating more people that are already here.
Which you've acknowledged the political process can do.
I've acknowledged that running for an office can engage people who otherwise would not be exposed to the ideas of freedom.
Yes, now we're talking about preference instead of morality. And okay, cool. And I totally back your right to perceive that is a waste of time. Sure, that's fine.
Well,
but
what I'm trying to answer
and
here...
You can tell everyone in the world that is a waste of time. That's fine. But when you say that it's immoral, then I have to say something.
I'm saying that I perceive voting as forcing my preference on other people. And I would not, I call you my friend. I would never.
Your preference of non-aggression?
I would never force my preference on you. I would never dream of it. And I also believe that you would not force your preferences on me.
I would
Is
really
that true?
Like you to force your preference of non-aggression on other people so that they can quit pointing guns at me.
It's still wrong to force your preference on other
people.
It is not wrong to force your preference of non-aggression on anyone.
Okay, Captain, would it be immoral?
That's literally. Really self-defense.
If you ran for office, not voted, but if you just simply ran for office with a campaign of, I want you to be the captain of your own life, I won't even take office if I'm elected, is that immoral?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you're going to run for office?
No. We already saw nobody do that. That was great, by the way.
Effective campaign to outreach. Even though
I was trying to answer your question about what my plan is, but Peekless wouldn't let me.
We can talk more about it coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. Do you have a plan? It's free talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us if you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thank you, by the way, to Suzanne Morho, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means she's contributing $10 a month to the AMPS program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. This is a way for you to help Free Talk Live. We can get on more great radio stations around the country.
No voting required.
You can, you're kind of voting in favor of Free Talk Live, but it's a voluntary thing.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll never force our
It's not a vote, it's a contribution.
That's true. But you're getting behind the show. You're showing your support. Over at amps.freetalklive.com, that takes you right over to our Patreon page where you can get signed up. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Is that the Fearless Mountaineer?
Peakless.
Peakless, okay.
Yep.
So I agree with you that with voting, no organization, big or small, cannot run any type of system, whether it be a commune or a government, without some level of voting or checking in. But with Captain, the government's corrupt, period, so it's not going to be correct anyway.
Well,
so
and kind of I agree that the government is corrupt, period. But I also see voting as a way to reduce its effectiveness at its corruption.
Yeah, I vote. you know? I don't know.
Most people do.
I live in Washington State, you know? So, yeah. Filling out some paperwork, at least.
Well, and sometimes I vote, sometimes I don't. It honestly depends on who's running. Like, if I actually trust that person with power, or can at least say this is a worthwhile expression that might get noticed. So, like, when Gary Johnson or Joe Jorgensen were running, I didn't vote for them. They're terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't trust them, and they're not an effective way of expressing myself. But if you get, like, a Ron Paul there, heck yeah, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, neither one of you can force your own, vote, don't vote on each other either. Neither, so it's kind of just a weird.
Yeah, and that's, and like I was saying, if it's a matter of is this a waste of time? Sure, that's a valid argument, and we can go ahead and just disagree because that's like, you know, vanilla versus chocolate.
Yeah.
But if you're saying it's immoral to vote, that's not vanilla versus chocolate. That's lovemaking versus rape, and we can't just agree to disagree on morality.
Wow. I choose chocolate, by the way. But
thanks, Jack, for the call tonight. Let's go on here. We got David in Tennessee.
David.
I don't know if you're on like a speakerphone or something, but there's definitely some echo. So if you're on a speaker, go ahead and.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Listen, we need to vote, but we need to understand the construct. I mean, if we have a limited government with limited powers, then it should not matter who's in office. Of course, that's not the way things are working now.
Hold on. No. I mean, we already tried that experiment. Like, we know what happens when you have limited government. You end up with unlimited government.
Unless you want anarchy. And,
I do.
Yes,
I want all relationships to be voluntary.
Just the ones with the guns. It's the ones with the guns are in charge.
Isn't that what's happening now?
And I want the ones with the guns to be everyone.
That's not what's happening now.
The ones with the guns are in charge right now.
That's not what's happening now.
It is what's happening now.
It's happening in certain pockets in the cities where government has run amok.
Hold on, are you saying the government doesn't have guns?
I'm saying the people have guns.
Uh-huh. Right?
And the people have liberty if we exercise it. But if we're going to sit on our couches and moan and bitch, or get on a radio program and complain about how we can't do anything through government, then you're going to get what you pay for, which is nothing.
So
you're paying nothing,
are you saying
nothing.
That using guns against the people in government with guns is valid?
No, I'm not saying that.
But it's okay for them to use guns against us?
Look, you don't have a logical argument you're working on. You're just trying to change the subject. You cannot live in an anarchy world, and you just have warlords.
What's the difference between a warlord and a president?
The difference is that when you have true rule of law with true limited government that protects us from force and fraud, then you have peace and prosperity. And that is achievable if we the people simply stand up and take control of our government through peaceful means.
Okay, so limited government causes peace and prosperity. I agree. And that prosperity expands government. Because that's the thing. That's what happens when you can tax.
Like, that's what happens when you sit home and don't do anything to keep your government
under control. So this is where Lysander Spooner was right on, is that, like, look, we had the best possible opportunity to test limited government. I mean, we were far away from everyone. We were a week's ship travel away from anything. We had, you know, an ocean to the left of us, an ocean to the right, peaceful neighbors to the north and south. Like, we had the best possible circumstances.
A Bill of Rights?
Yeah, we had a Bill of Rights. We had a completely innovative system formed by some of the best minds on the planet. Like, yeah,
the Bill of Rights is an enunciation of our natural rights. It doesn't grant us any rights.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we had the best people to articulate this. We had an entire civilization that believed in limited government. And where did it get us? It got us to the biggest government that the planet's ever seen.
So what do you propose? Everyone just go out on their own and
I propose that we reach the point where every single relationship is voluntary.
Yeah, I like that.
So I can voluntarily decide to kill you and take your property?
Well, you can do that already anyway with data transfer. From anybody else.
Did I opt into that? Because if
you can do that anyway,
if I gave you permission to do that, then that's fine. That's euthanasia and a will if I'm doing it voluntarily.
Hang on.
You're describing a dystopian future of death and destruction. You've given up on humanity. It's outrageous.
We're already in a dystopian future of death and destruction.
That's a fact. I'm not describing a dystopian future.
I'm driving peacefully from one end of the country to the other using gasoline I purchased with a truck I rented to move people from one end to the other so we can all be closer together as family. I'm not driving through a dystopia that's dark, all right? However, if people reject the idea of limited government and reject the idea of a society with some sort of guardrails, then we will not be able to have that sort of freedom.
So at any time, a man with a badge may pull you over and order you to give his organization money, or else you will face kidnapping. That's not peace.
That's baloney.
It's called a traffic ticket.
You've never been pulled over before?
If I'm speeding and breaking the law in ways that are reckless, of course, I will get arrested. But if I'm driving a little over the speed limit, yes, I'm going to get a ticket. That's a risk I took getting on the highway.
Yeah, and that's absurd.
You take the most extreme, ridiculous examples.
No, we're just telling you what the reality is. If you don't pay the ticket, what happens to you?
Your dark fantasy that doesn't exist.
You're the one who brought up murdering somebody when we talk.
Is it fantasy to say? Is it fantasy to say? Excuse me, caller. Is it fantasy to say that the United States government is the largest empire the planet Earth has ever seen?
It is not a empire. It is not the largest empire.
Define empire.
Too many foreign outposts.
How do you define empire?
In what sense is this not an empire?
You're trying to change the subject because you lost the argument on domestic governance. Nice try, bub. All right?
So you don't want to have a conversation.
You want an empire. It's Alexander the Great. It's Genghis Khan. It's Rome.
Well, how do you define empire?
You define it for me. I'm listening.
No, I'm asking you. You said this isn't an empire. So what is an empire?
An empire requires a global hegemony.
America has a global hegemony.
Really? Tell that to the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians.
You don't need me to tell them. Why do you think that they're positioning themselves to get out from under it?
How many military bases do you need before it's a global hegemony?
Right.
Because there's, I believe, approximately 1,000 of the United States bases out there.
Yeah, darn that, Russia putting itself in the middle of all of our bases.
The number here, thank you, David, for the call tonight. 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. And you look like you want to say something.
I had the definition of empire pulled up.
Let's get to that coming up here in a moment. And you can also bring up anything that you want. Hey, if you love the empire, just admit it. If it's your empire, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@GCNLive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday edition of the show. Join us online. Anytime you want, go to freetalklive.com. Join our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It is like Twitter, but without the evil megacorporation. So you can post things you want, and there's no overseer to decide that you can't. Unless you're spamming we could get rid of you in that case. I have gotten rid of some spammers, but that's about it. Over at social.freetalklive.com, and we run the server, so we set the rules, and the rules are pretty lightweight when it comes to social.freetalklive.com. Go see it for yourself. There's a bunch of apps, by the way, that you can download. So you actually, it's an open source project, which means that there's as many apps as people want to program. So if you don't like app A, try app B, C, and D, or E, and maybe you'll find one that you really enjoy. It's a pretty cool system. Social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Penguin.
Yeah, I called because, for example, this guy, but a lot of callers talk about limited government and kind of like returning to a country of limited government. And so at some point, I've put it off for a really long time trying to go back to like the founding of this country and the time right, immediately after that, and the revolution and all that, and find out how much of these stories are really popular, especially with conservatives, and just taught in schools in general, and these founding, how accurate these founding myths are. So again, like I've said before, I want to plug a podcast that you guys run on LRN, the Dangerous History Podcast. The guy that runs that podcast, great guy, history teacher, and he does a great history lesson on his podcast.
Yeah, CJ is great.
Yeah, Prof. CJ, great guy. And everybody should check that out. So he did like a 5-part series on this, and I learned so, so much.
A 5-part series on the founding of the United States?
Yeah, the entire period from the French and Indian, into the French and Indian Wars to the end of the Revolution. And, you know, it's a real mixed bag. Like, yeah, even the Constitution and the final result of the Revolution and always the Constitution and everything, it was forward thinking and different compared to the rest of the governments in the world at that time. But it wasn't quite exactly the freedom-loving, you know, small government, hands-off, you know, lock-in property kind of a liberty-oriented thing that...
Well, no, they started violating it right out the gate.
It was sold to the people as that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see the arguments of the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, even the Federalists, which were the big government guys, even they sold it to the people as this little, tiny, limited government.
Yeah, I mean, the very first steps, it was just independent New Englanders. That part's true. When they wanted to keep their arms and didn't want the Brits to come and seize the gunpowder and everything and conquer it and all that stuff, that happened. But very quickly, you know, there are moneyed interests involved then just as in now and just as in every society, and that quickly became front and center. So it became more about establishing a new state, a new kind of state, and a state on the new continent than it did this kind of myth that I think where George Washington and these other guys – or the last guy should be held up as these paragons of revolution and, you know, decentralization and self-ownership. And there were certainly guys like that existed, but they're not quite the guys that own the dollar bills.
Well, thanks, Penguin. Appreciate your call tonight.
Well, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and the power to tax is to destroy without any accountability. So when you have a government of any kind, and sure, I mean, at the time, they'd never really tried limited government. Like, they had unlimited monarchy, then they limited that with the Magna Carta and went, wow, this is great. Well, what if we designed a government that was intentionally limited, and hey, it was great for a while. But if you have this ability to destroy and to make yourself larger, then eventually you will become bigger and bigger and bigger. And the better the civilization you're taxing, the faster you expand.
Do you think that the previous caller, not Penguin, but the last one that was debating us, had a point that people should get off the couches? Would that have helped anything? Would people voting harder or voting more have made a difference over the last 200 or whatever years?
Over the last 200 years, yes. The fact of the matter is that you basically get what you will stand for. And if you are complacent with your level of wealth, then you will put up with a lot more than if you don't get complacent. Now, the reason that we had such a small government for so long was because these ideas of independence were so universal throughout the society.
Well, isn't that one of the problems with if a bunch of people who are on their couches got up and voted, it wouldn't make any difference right now because the ideas of independence are not within their minds.
Right.
I mean, if they were, then they would have that fire of liberty and they would be out doing everything they could.
Well,
they've been indoctrinated by government schools for more than 100 years. So generations of people have been told that government is good, that we need the state.
And that right there is an example of something that if this was a reasonable way to work, if it was possible to maintain limited government, then one of the things that they could have done is vote against the people who were centralizing our education system, because that's way more power than anyone can cope with. But you can't actually do it. I mean, eventually. And sure, it took 200 years, which is a long time. But if you let any modicum of absolute unchecked power go through, no matter how well-meaning, it will eventually expand like any cancer.
I'm going to go to David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, here's a guy that ran for office. But the first of all, they gave you directions on how to keep your country. You just didn't follow them. And so,
I don't want the country.
They gave you directions on how to have more freedom than you have now.
What are those directions?
And they're written out 1, 2, 3, 4. They even numbered them like 1 through 10. And the first ones were more important than the following ones. And they're very specific and they weren't being followed.
Those are directions for the government to follow. And they ignored those.
They even told you to be armed to enforce your right to say what you want to say. And
David hits on something there. I think that people, because of the prosperity that the United States had, because of the limited amount of government they had in the first, you know, I don't know, 100 and some odd years, 120, 30 years, whatever it was, people became more peaceful.
because they were more prosperous. When you were,
they got lazier, you mean?
I'm just saying that they became less prone to violence.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because I think that previously, when politicians would get out of hand, that humankind was very quick to pull guns on
tar
these people.
Tar and feather them. Or whatever,
tar and feather, you know, hang them, mm-hmm. put them to death. And, you know, and in fact, other countries do this. We report on these stories here on Free Talk Live from time to time where
they're not free.
A certain, no, but when the government people get out of hand, these people feel they have no choice but to resort to violence, and they'll, you know, drag a politician through
happen.
The street, or they'll hang him,
so
or something like that.
It hasn't increased freedom.
And the
no.
less free the place, the more brutal they are to
and
their
so
brutalized.
We agree on that, but what I'm saying is I think that prosperity has made people more peaceful and thus less prone to violence, which I think is a net positive.
I agree.
Right? So the real question is how do we achieve the end of statism without people getting more violent?
That is a good question. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. One thing is for sure, there's been studies done showing that there's less events of violence in the world. There are fewer conflicts. There's fewer individual violence against one another, you know, rapes and murders and things like that. The overall level of violence in the world has been going down over time, despite all the horrifying things that continue, despite all of the wars that continue, the 1,000 military bases of the U.S. That is the trend
and
in the world.
This is civilization. Right? Right. That's what that process is.
And statism is the opposite of civilization.
Agreed.
Right. Right.
But it masquerades as though it is. And then that, it comes back to that the patina of legitimacy that is upon these statist things, where we can see it as a criminal enterprise, but the guy that called a few callers ago, he's still under its spell, believing that the statism can be good if just the right people are involved.
Well, and it's,
and it can't.
It's like any if you track the value of a stock, right? What you want is for it to basically go up, but it goes up and down and it zigs and it zags on its way up there. So that's basically how civilization works. Too. And every major upswing, every major leap forward in civilization has been a limiting of the state's power. So when the United States came along and, you know, okay, well, here are all these things that made it harder for the state to take from people, that was a leap forward. When the Magna Carta was signed, that caused a huge leap forward in civilization. Now, at the moment, we're sort of backtracking because it's two steps forward, one step back. And that's because right now, the state has taken back this much of its power.
And that's actually what we're going to get into coming up here with the economic freedom rankings of the world, showing almost across the entire planet reductions in freedom, at least of the economic sort. And it's not good news. So we're going to share some of that. Yeah, we're going to share some of that with you coming up here in moments. Who's number one? Where's the United States on the list? Captain has some of that information on the way, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour number three is coming up on the live Saturday.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.